Hunter Biden, attacks on me like Putin, Nazis. Won't let GOP mother F seekers trying to kill me destroy other addicts. By Ian Hanchett on December 8, 2023. During a portion of an interview with the Moby Pod released on Friday, Hunter Biden stated that he is not going to let these mother F seekers use me as just another example of why people in recovery are never going to be okay. And that the attacks on his business dealings are akin to how Nazis attacked their opponents and Putin attacked his critics. After relaying a story of a teacher who claimed that he was running a sex trafficking ring and imprisoning children, Biden stated, "Relevant remarks begin around 42:40, that there's not much difference from that than when Fox News went on a tear that I was, in some way, connected to funding the Wuhan lab that created COVID. But also, then it went to the entire Russian Defense Ministry held a two-hour press conference to explain how George Soros and I were funding bioweapons labs in Ukraine in order to release migratory birds infected with diseases over Russia, or that I'm a foreign agent because I got paid for doing business with foreign companies, or that I am a sex trafficker because I wrote in my book that I slept with prostitutes. I've expanded it that I am, in one sense, a mastermind criminal running a global syndicate. And on the other hand, that I am a degenerate that can't tie my shoes and that I should never have been in business because I'm a moron and I wasn't doing any business. I was just basically letting people, I was being a rain bucket and letting people. But that I'm running bioweapons labs with George Soros that are going to infect the Russian population." He added, "I have continued to be under investigation for now 5 years for all of these conspiracy theories and things." Biden later said, "I am not going to let these mother F seekers use me as just another example of why people in recovery are never going to be okay. Never to be trusted, they're all degenerates." He further stated, "If you can't look at some of these people like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, or Representative Paul Gosar, Oz, and see someone that has been bullied, that are just absolutely suffering. They're suffering people. I recognize that none of this is necessarily about me. They are trying to, in the most illegitimate way, but rational way, they're trying to destroy a presidency. And so, it's not about me. And in their most base way, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill me, knowing that it will be a pain greater than my father could be able to handle." He added, "Why do people show up at my door? Because the President of the United States was going to rallies with 8,000 people that he called 45,000 people, and Fox News running it from the time he stepped on stage to the time he left the building saying, 'Where's Hunter?' So, there you go, there's your hate. And here's why you hate him. The reason you hate him is because he is a pedophile." Which, by the way, this whole idea that this may not in every aspect be a Russian disinformation campaign, but it has literally every earmark of what the Russians did. There's eliminationist rhetoric. Eliminationist rhetoric was something that the Nazis came up with as a tool to undermine their political rivals. And then Putin has fine-tuned it. Biden continued, "And what Putin did when he was coming to power in the early 2000s was, there were still some real, significant voices. And some with real money and intellectual public standing inside of Russia or living as expatriates that were speaking out against Putin. And so, what did he do? He didn't argue with them on the merits. He didn't argue with them about economic policy and democracy and the freedom to vote, because he knew he'd lose that argument. So, what did he do? He labeled them pedophiles. He planted child pornography on their laptops and their computers. And so, maybe only 10% of the people then in the public would believe this shit. But, then, when he would turn around after he got 10, 15, 20% of the people believing the worst thing you can possibly think about a human being, and then, when he turns around and says, 'And also, he's a money launderer and he is against the Russian people,' it's a lot easier for them to believe that. And, all of a sudden, you have an entire state media, an operation that is able to focus all of that, and they just keep flooding the zone and flooding the zone, as Steve Bannon says, and flooding the zone. Then, what do you have? You have your ready-made target for all of the things that are wrong with your life or all the rage that you feel." Biden further addressed claims about the Biden crime family by stating that his father has been in public life for a while, released decades of tax returns, and we have lived in the public life. We have gone through 4 presidential campaigns. My entire life has been before the public. It took until, oh, lo and behold, Donald Trump figured out that, somehow, This is a criminal enterprise. It begs credulity, but we sit here and we talk about it. And I turn on ABC, Face the Nation this morning. Or CBS, and they're talking about, well, Hunter Biden's plea deal and this, that, and the other thing, and who knows what happens with Representative James Comer, RKY, and they may find, are you kidding me? Okay, we're going to talk about Ukraine, again, really? HT Fox News. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.